We roll on with Texans 360 on the road in Glendale, Arizona, site of the Pro Bowl just down the street from here tomorrow, and Team Irvin, Michael Irvin squad practicing for the game that's coached by Jason Garrett. Heavy Cowboy slant to this particular squad. Let's go cross country now, though, back to Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. You know, the game is one thing, but it's all about the practices and getting a look at those NFL draft prospects. Drew Doherty and John Harris share their thoughts.
Ladd People Stadium, the epicenter of the NFL universe this week in Mobile, Alabama. Drew Doherty, John Harris. You know, the game itself, pretty important, but not as important as what happened in the week of practices and back at the hotels where the players were going through interviews.
Yeah, this is a pretty intense week for these players that come from all over, from Hobart College, from Wisconsin, from USC. They come from all over for these NFL scouts and player personnel people to get a chance to interview them, to poke and prod, to see them walk across the stage and get weighed in and get their height measured. But then the practices are hugely important, Drew. And it's sort of like a football geeks-a-palooza here for all the scouts and people like myself that love this event but love the practices. And, yeah, the game's fun, but it's the practices that mean the most here.
5-6 days of work by the players trying to move up the boards, by the NFL teams and the CFL teams who are here in attendance scouting them out. We also did some work ourselves here at HoustonTexans.com and Texans TV. Check it out. Bryce Petty is a familiar face. The list of accomplishments, accolades, records, very, very long. You did so much on the field. What do you have to do over the next 4 months, though, in your mind?
Yeah, well, I mean, all that's for naught if I don't take care of business, in these, like you said, these next 4 months. So all that stuff's all well and good, but all that was to get to this point. So, for me, it's focusing up, it's taking care of business. It's proving that I had the footwork, proving that I'm not just a system quarterback, that, I can't play in the next level and be successful at it. The dropbacks, the progression reads, the route combinations, all that, it's not a different language. English to me. It's just cursive, and I've been speaking English.
What do you want to prove this week to the NFL scouts?
I want to show them, first of all, I'm a competitor. You know, I like to compete against anybody. And for me, that was my first move. When I first got the invitation, you know, I took it, and I was like, hey, this is an opportunity for me to really show them who I am. And I want teams to get to know who I am as a player and really get to see me up close.
If you polled 100 people in that room, word association, one word about Lyle Collins, what would they say about your game? One word, what would it be?
Physical.
You ever wonder what 18 and a half sacks by a college player looks like in a college body? It's Nate Orchard of Utah. Nate, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Enjoying it here. Thank you.
Good stuff. Well, you did so much and had such a fantastic season last year with Utah. A nice college career on the whole. What do you have to do to prove to NFL scouts that, hey, I need to be taken as high as I possibly can?
Right, my versatility. I can play with my hand down and drop back into coverage as an outside linebacker, I think, is the biggest thing going forward.
Hey, let's play hypotheticals. Let's say you're playing on a defense with J.J. Watt. What is possible?
We could both be sponsored by Nike. Oh, yeah. That would be great. I mean, there's a lot of great guys on that D as well. But, God, just to be part of that group, it would be phenomenal. I mean, we'd cause havoc in the backfield for sure.
Yeah, and to be clear, he's a different position. He plays defensive end, but he's a 3-4, right, all that stuff. And the Texans' defense this year had 34 takeaways. He was a large part of that. But you brought it up, too. The rest of that D does so many things. What do you know about Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator, and his history?
I've seen their defense play on Sundays, you know, and they're great. You can see the unity there, the chemistry they have with each other, and it would be a great defense to play for.
A guy many think could go in the first round. I don't know if he's thinking that way, but T.J. Clemmings from Pitt. T.J., what's this week mean for you to be down here to show what you've got in front of all these scouts?
It's a big week for me, man. It's really, like you said, it's just to show what I can do. And I came down here to compete, and that's what I plan on doing.
All right, now we've got an in-house T.J. Clemmings reviewer we get a chance to talk to every day, Tom Savage. Now, you know Tom Savage a little bit.
Yes.
You protected him a little bit back there. So we said, all right, give us some pros and cons of T.J. Clemmings. All right, his cons, where he's seen the play against Virginia, and he wants you to know that that can never happen in the NFL.
Yes, he's absolutely right.
But he also said that you were physically dominant, that you could take over a game, that you were as good an athlete as he's seen from the tackle position. What do you got to think about him as a NFL draft reviewer?
Tom Savage, one of my good friends. And I appreciate those comments from him, but he's absolutely right. I could do a few things, and that's what I plan to do. So,
transition from defensive line to offensive line, how difficult was that?
It was a little tough at first. Learning a new position, really learning what an offensive tackle is, and being able to make those adjustments was one of the hardest things. But, once I got that down, things started to smooth out a little bit as time went on.
TJ Clemmings from Pitt, everybody. TJ, appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, John, it's just one more big, big step in the process of the Texans with the 16th pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all a part of the process. Coming up next, scouting combine in a few weeks in Indianapolis.
And coming up after this, much more on Texans 360.
Really good stuff from Drew Doherty and John Harris from Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl. And our coverage, you can see it on HoustonTexans.com. We'll keep putting out new stuff on the website as the days roll on. Practice rolls on for Team Irvin here at Luke Air Force Base in Glendale, Arizona, in preparation for the Pro Bowl tomorrow. Next up on Texans 360, something special from the Houston Texans cheerleaders. Is there anything not special from them? Also, we just saw Drew Doherty. He shows a different side of himself every week in Dear Drew. Does he do a Dear Drew segment from the road? We'll find out.